Theoretical recap. CSS Grid's repeat function combined with AutoFit and MinMax is one of the most powerful tools for building truly fluid, responsive layouts without a single media query. Here's what you need to understand before starting. MinMax MinMax defines a size range for a grid track. The track will never be smaller than min and never larger than max. Using 1FR as the maximum allows the track to grow and fill available space proportionally. Repeat n, track size, simply repeats a track definition in times. The magic happens when you replace n with AutoFit or AutoFill. AutoFit collapses empty tracks and stretches existing items to fill the row. AutoFill keeps empty tracks, preserving column slots even if no item occupies them. For fluid card-based layouts, AutoFit is almost always what you want. A canonical pattern, grid template columns, repeat AutoFit, min-max 250px, 1FR. This tells the browser, create as many columns as fit in the container, each at least 250px wide, and let them grow equally, no media query needed. Common mistakes to avoid, setting min and min-max to a percentage, this can cause overflow, forgetting to set a meaningful gap, or confusing AutoFit with AutoFill and wondering why items do not expand. Always use a fixed or viewport relative unit like px or rem as the minimum value. Workshop brief. You have just covered the fundamentals of CSS grid, containers, tracks, rows, columns, named areas, and best practices for naming grid areas. It is now time to put that knowledge to work in a realistic, hands-on scenario that mirrors what you will encounter on professional projects. This workshop asks you to build a fully fluid, responsive product card grid using repeat AutoFit, MinMax, comma with no media queries allowed for the column layout itself. The goal is to understand how the browser handles column distribution automatically, and to feel the difference between writing breakpoint-heavy CSS and writing layout logic that simply adapts. Your task is to create a web page showcasing a fictional product catalog. The page must contain a visible page title, a short subtitle or description line, and a grid of at least 8 product cards. Each card must include a product image. You may use placeholder services like pixum.photos or placehold.co, a product name, a short description, a price, and a call to action button. The entire card grid must be built using CSS grid with repeat AutoFit, min-max, dot the minimum column width should be chosen deliberately, not arbitrarily, so the layout feels natural on both narrow mobile screens, around 320px, and large desktop monitors, 1440px and above. You must be able to justify your choice of minimum width. Start by structuring your HTML semantically. Use appropriate sectioning elements, main, section, article, header, and make sure your markup is clean and accessible. Do not rush into CSS before your HTML structure is solid. Once your markup is in place, define your grid container. Apply display, grid, set up your repeat AutoFit, min-max, rule, and add a gap value that gives the layout enough breathing room. Then style your cards. They should have a consistent appearance with some padding, a subtle shadow or border, and a clear visual hierarchy, title larger than description, price visually distinct, button clearly actionable. Once the base layout works, add at least 2 of the following enhancements to demonstrate deeper understanding. 1. Use grid column, span 2 on one featured card to make it wider than the others, and ensure this does not break the fluid behavior. 2. Apply a hover effect on cards that subtly transforms or highlights them. 3. Add a sticky or fixed page header using grid or flexbox, your choice, that remains visible while scrolling. 4. Ensure the page looks correct and usable at 320px, 768px, and 1280px viewport widths. Test this using your browser's DevTools responsive mode and fix any overflow or readability issues you find. Throughout the process, pay attention to what happens when you resize the browser window. Notice when the grid reflows from 4 columns to 3, then 2, then 1. This is the core behavior you are training yourself to control. If something looks wrong at a particular width, diagnose it. Is the min value in min-max too large? Is there a padding or margin causing horizontal overflow? Is a child element wider than its parent? Use DevTools to inspect your grid and rely on the grid overlay tool to visualize tracks and gaps. When you are satisfied with your result, organize your files cleanly, an index.html and a style.css at minimum. Make sure your code is readable, use consistent indentation, add a few short comments explaining your grid logic, and avoid redundant or conflicting rules. Submit your solution as a compressed archive, ZIP, or as a link to a live deployment, GitHub Pages, CodePen, or equivalent. Your submission must be complete, functional, and submitted before the deadline. Incomplete submissions or submissions that use media queries for the primary column layout will be considered non-compliant with the core requirement of this workshop.